China tries to clean up its financial sector and markets take a hit. From APM in New York, I'm Noelle King and for David Brancaccio. Asian markets closed down sharply today. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 5.5%. That's the biggest single-day drop since August. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down nearly 2%. The sell-off comes amid a probe by Chinese investigators into what caused severe market volatility earlier this year. So why would China's attempt to fix the problem lead to a slide? Christopher Balding is a professor at the HSBC Business School at Peking University.
There's some speculation as to why, but the primary driver seems to be that financial brokerage companies are basically under regulatory assault. There's been all kinds of lawsuits. Multiple heads of securities firms have either been detained or are missing. And this seems to be both primarily a crackdown on irregularities that the financial brokerages have engaged in, insider trading, front running. And so this has really put a lot of fear in the marketplace, and really the companies that are the primary channels for a well-functioning marketplace. And so that, I think, is really what most people believe is driving the downturn today.
Volatility in China has also had a ripple effect here at home. It is, of course, Black Friday, and U.S. retailers are keeping an eye on China for a couple of reasons. Some are looking for bargains from their Chinese suppliers. Others are reevaluating their relationship with China altogether. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Before you do your holiday shopping, retailers do their own, looking for the best deals from suppliers. China devalued its currency, the yuan, to make its stuff even cheaper. Brian Gildenberg is chief knowledge officer for Kantar Retail. He says that'll save U.S. retailers a little money.
I think most retailers are actually just going to enjoy the savings that they get and pass them straight to the bottom line.
Their bottom line, not ours. But other U.S. retailers are abandoning China as their suppliers cut corners and workers struggling to make money in a weaker Chinese economy. Ted Vaughn is a partner and retail analyst at BDO USA. He says we may start to see fewer made in China labels as U.S. retailers decide they should go elsewhere.
And now you look at other alternatives, Southeast Asia or Mexico or other places.
Even the U.S., Vaughn says he's seeing more home goods made domestically, and not just things like throw pillows, but big stuff like cabinets. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at some more numbers. In London, the FT 100 is down just over 0.1%. The German DAX is up 0.1%, and the CAC 40 in Paris is up 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are mixed this morning. In August, we marked 10 years since devastating floods swamped New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. A decade later, the city is in full swing again, with all kinds of initiatives aimed at building and rebuilding community. Earlier this month, I spent some time at Grodat Farm, a 7-acre patch of land in City Park, where for the past 6 years, kids from around the city have been coming to learn to farm. This year, they're trying to grow 20,000 pounds of produce. The young people start their day on the farm with what they call an opener. They sit around a picnic table for a game that involves matching playing cards and snatching spoons.
It's similar to Pity Pad, right? For Pity Pad, you only need 2 matches. You only need a couple.
No, I've played it before. I'm just saying, for people who are really smooth like me could do that. I'm just saying.
The game quickly descends into laughter.
That was so awesome.
Johanna Gilligan, who founded Grodat, says the game is about bonding.
We work with young adults coming from, as you can tell, different high schools all over the city, different socioeconomic, racial backgrounds. So a lot of our focus is building strong relationships to foster an effective workplace in which each person can participate in a process of transformational change through the work of growing food.
The farm has a yearly operating budget of $700,000. It's funded through a mix of earned revenue, foundation, and donor support. Each year, 50 students participate in the program. Like 18-year-old Deja Robinson, whose favorite vegetable is kale. She's been working on the farm for 2 years. She took me on a tour of orange trees, the herb garden, and rows of kale and collard greens.
Coming into GrowDad, I was like a pretty bad child, like always fighting and things like that. So when I came here, it gave me more to do with my time outside of like running the streets with people I shouldn't be running the streets with.
Do your old friends ever say like, girl?
I mean, a lot of my friends like farming, like, you don't farm, one year girl and you're black. Like, you know, that's always the comment that I get from people around me. I'm like, don't knock it until you try.
Robinson is headed to college in January and wants to become a police officer. For 20-year-old Yasmin Davis, working on the farm taught her what's healthy. Her favorite vegetable is radishes.
When I first came here, I used to eat a lot of fast food. I was not very aware of like the food that was around me, how it was growing or why it was growing the way it was growing.
She now studies sociology and public health at Tulane. Deja adds there's another health benefit.
I'm getting toned. Like, my legs are getting toned from always doing squats while we're weeding. So, I mean, it's better than being in the gym right now.
Both young women say one of the best things here is that while 70% of the produce is sold, the young farmers get to take home the rest. If 20,000 pounds is their goal this year, that's a lot of radishes and kale. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.